The battle of the quagga continues, but we do have an update. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Public Information Officer for the Idaho State Department of Agriculture, Sydney Kennedy, talked with me.
Sydney, I saw an encouraging press release that says Snake River quagga treatment update and that things are going well. So you want to expound on that a little bit?
Earlier this month, we announced that the quagga mussel impacted area has been reduced by about 51%. So that's the 7.2-mile stretch of river near Twin Falls shrunk to 3.5 miles. That showed us that the chelated copper treatment was effective and impactful to that population. So September 30th marks the beginning of another treatment this year utilizing that same copper product.
So it's an ongoing problem, but it's being attacked in the right way, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Our treatment plan will address survey data that shows more concentrated population. So that definitely has shown us where we need to address that population and then bringing in different tactics to account for the complex river system. There are certainly a lot of deep holes there, variations in flow. So there's a lot of information that goes into this treatment plan, but we're more prepared than ever to attack that population there.
Authorities will routinely monitor the river to evaluate treatment effectiveness and copper dissipation. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.